Hello, everyone. Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. It says, on the same day when evening has come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when he had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat. And as the boat, let's start this again. Hello, everyone. Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Mark 4, verse 35. It says, on the same day when evening was come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other boats were with him also. And a great windstorm arose, and the wind and waves beat upon the boat. And as they were ready, as it was ready already filling, he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. They awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the seas obey him? Now, Jesus is you know, training them while he's on the earth. And here's what this story tells me. This story tells me that we should never fear, that there's no opportunity where we should fear, that there's no situation or circumstance where we should fear. Even if it's at the point of death or losing our life or martyrdom, there should never be fear in a Christian's life. When you look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul told Timothy, I greatly desire to see you being mindful of your tears that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuineness of your faith which is in you, which dwelt first in your mother Eunice and Lois, your mother, and your mother Eunice. I'm persuaded it's in you also. Therefore, I remind you to, one, stir up the gift of God that is in you, which came through the laying out of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So here's the thing. Fear is an evil spirit. So if we function in an evil spirit in fear, we are giving heed to an evil spirit that's meant to bring fear into our life. So when Jesus said to them, why is it you're fearful? Why do you have no faith? Literally what he said is, how is it you have no faith? And why are you so fearful? And when you look at what he was saying is, this storm is something you should not fear. I said we're going to the other side. I told you I'm here on a mission. Why would God kill us here? Why would God allow us to die here? And here's the thing. He's telling them, why are you fearful? Where's your faith? The opposite of fear is faith. The opposite of faith is fear. So if we have faith in God as our provider, our protector, our deliverer, our healer, our righteousness, our peace, and we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there is nothing to fear. The expectation that we will leave the earth prematurely is not an option. When we leave the earth, it'll be God's will and we'll walk into paradise and be in heaven. There should be no opportunity to fear. Fear is the first negative emotion that came into humanity through the fall. When Adam and Eve sinned, fear came and they hid themselves. So fear really stems into all negative emotions. You know, whatever your negative emotion, envy, jealousy, whatever it may be, it stems from fear. And so we need to get our arms around fear, the spirit of fear, and not allow it to influence our lives. Well, that's our message for today. Thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like this, no matter where you're watching, on our phone app, on our website, or in social media. And then also pray about becoming a partner. Take that step to help us for $10 a month or more. We're praying for $425 a month or more donors. We build curriculums and we give them away for free, workbooks and books. We give them away for free to individuals, community groups, and churches. And then also we have 15 different videos a week that we send out to churches and people watch on social media, our website. Become a partner with us to help us in that effort. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.